All right, it's Saturday night. I'm Coach Michael Burt. Hope you're off to a great Saturday. It's a beautiful day here in Tennessee, and I just finished a workout here this Saturday night. It's been a great day, and I wanted to just come to you tonight. Many of these sessions, these coaching sessions that I do, is because I have a thought. I typically record the thought on my cell phone that typically goes to a coaching program like competitive intelligence, or it's something I want to say to the world because I think it would be valuable for you. So the thought I had tonight that I think will help you, and I'll keep this short and to the point because it's Saturday night. Many of you may watch this on Sunday. It's Easter weekend, so happy Easter to you. And obviously it's a very important holiday, probably one of the most important holidays that there is. But there's a value in a plateau. I can't remember or get my mind around which book that I saw this in. I know Seth Godin had the dip, but there's a book that caught my attention at one point, and it talked about the value of a plateau. And the value of a plateau is you have reached a point of stagnation, right? And you are plateaued. Okay. So think of energy like this. Philip Hicks, it's dynamic, it's static, it's entropic, it's ascending, it's ascending, it's static, it's descending, right? It's ascending, it's plateau, that's what I was looking for, or it's descending. So think of your life, think of your career, is in one of three states of energy. It is dynamic and growing, it is static and plateaued, it is disintegrating or dying. It's growing or dying. So when you think about energy, there is a plateau that some people get to, and that plateau is a very frustrating thing. It's where you keep getting the same results over and over and over. And when I did the virtual event on Person of Interest, Dan Young, they threw a quote in there, and I think it was by maybe Churchill, or it was by someone who said, the only thing better than making a decision is making a better decision, right? And making a decision is making a better decision. So what happens in a plateau is we get frustrated, Brian White. We get frustrated because we're stuck at a point and we can't seem to work our way out of that, which is precisely why we need a coach. But I want to show you tonight how to value that plateau, because the plateau at some point will create a frustration. Now, Kyle Turnham, who was a basketball coach, high school basketball coach, college basketball coach, used to say that frustration is just misguided enthusiasm, okay? It's just misguided enthusiasm. It's like something is on the inside. It wants to come out. It doesn't know how to come out, Travis Welch, so we get frustrated. But here's what a lot of people do. They live in that frustration, and they never make a better decision. They never make moves. They never make a change. They never make a shift. So literally, when I say literally, they stay in that position for years. Okay. And what I'm telling you to do is that frustration, that enthusiasm that is inside has got to change something inside of you. So when I say finding a new gear, what I'm really saying is making new and better decisions that could get better results. Okay. So Mike White, what we're talking about tonight is the plateau. And we're thinking about this in a life, in a business that at once maybe was dynamic and growing. And growing would be showing a growth pattern. It's not static. It's not fixed. It's not plateau. It's dynamic. Right? Dynamic means, if you study quantum thinking is showing significant jumps with no apparent, with ease, really, right? It's not so hard to show these quantum leaps, but what a lot of people do is they stay. They get to a point and they stay. And to use the term of my good buddy, Tim Story, he says, we sit, we settle, and then we cement. And then we just kind of accept. So if I were to add another phrase to that, it's we sit, we settle, we cement, and then we accept. This is it. This is as good as it's going to get. I'm never going to get to a new level. Instead of using these quarterly markers, Rob Stein, as a chance to show a significant jump. So there's probably some kind of shift that you need to make, or you just keep getting the same results over and over and over. And at some point, you've gotten mad at everybody you could get mad at. You got to step back and you got to say, what's a better decision? here. And a better decision is I step back and I evaluate and I go, okay, I need to make a few different moves here. Okay. And the moves, the game I'm playing is not working the way I want to. The inputs and the outputs are not working. So instead of be frustrated all the time, you actually want to use the frustration to make a better decision, right? And to really shift. So if we're thinking about personal development starts with self-awareness. Once you have a self-awareness, man, I'm making the same mistakes over and over and over. I'm getting the same results over and over and over. I need to make a better decision. But to make it a better decision, Chase, we got to step back and we got to get some new information. We can't feed the same information into the cycle, Kelly Eisler, and get a new outcome, right? And we hear people say that significant breakthroughs we have cannot be solved. The significant problems we face cannot be solved at the same level of thinking we were at when we created the problem. Marshall Goldsmith, what got you here won't get you there. So as you end quarter one, okay, we're ending quarter one tonight at midnight, Sunday night at midnight, and we're moving to quarter two. This is like a game, Bud Brandon. It's like the first quarter of a basketball game. And it's like you're looking at it. And in sports, this was so obvious to us, is that if something wasn't working at the end of the first quarter, we made shifts. We made moves. We changed plays. We maybe changed personnel. We didn't keep doing the same thing over and over and over. And then you get into the business world and you're like, well, this is it, man. This is as good as it's going to get. This is the level we're going to get to. And I'm a relatively unreasonable person. And it's like, man, I'm not accepting that. I'm not accepting that this is the level we're going to get to, especially if you got to that level last year. So it's time to make some moves. It's time to make some shifts. It's time to make some better decisions. And this is where it takes the courage that so many people don't have. It's like, man, I'm scared. What if it don't work? Listen, if it's not working right now, it can't get any worse than it's already gotten. Now, I'm going to teach my students in competitive intelligence this concept of comparison. Is if people tell you don't compare, and if you're going to compare, compare up. Compare yourself to what you're capable of doing. Compare yourself to somebody who does the same thing you're doing, same number of years you've been doing it, and ask yourself, why are they further along than you are? So this is a good time to take a step back. It's to value the plateau. It's to actually use the plateau to get frustrated enough to make some moves, to make some changes, not to stay. So remember our energy states. We're dynamic, we're static, or we're entropic. We're ascending, plateaued, or descending, right? These are the states of energy. And it's also the indicators of an attitude. John Hart, there's attitude indicators. And plateaued people get a little entitled, just to be honest with you. Plateaued people, David Perez, get to the point, they're like, oh, I'm doing good. You know, what else do you, they'll say things like, what else do you want me to do? You know, like, what more do you want from me? Like, what do you want from me? Well, what I want from you is to find another gear. If you have another gear. Now, not everybody, Dan Young, has another gear. Some people are geared up as far as they can go, okay? But with coaching and discipline and a shift in behavior, Rob Davis, and an awareness that there is another gear for you, then there is another gear. There's another gear for me. Some of you look at out there like, man, this dude's clicking on a lot of gears. So I'm like, man, I ain't even found fourth gear, Mike White. I haven't even found fourth gear yet, let alone sixth gear or eighth gear. So I am fully aware. What I do is I get frustrated. Sometimes I've allowed myself to sit in that frustration, to settle in that frustration and even cement like, well, you know, if we could just get back to this, we'd be okay. And that is the wrong way of thinking. You shouldn't say, well, let's just get back to a number we've already hit. You should actually start to go, you know what? I ain't doing this again. There's a shift that's happening. So at the end of quarter one, if you don't value this gap, guys, you're going to do what a lot of people do. This is what I'm going to be teaching my competitive intelligence students tomorrow and Monday, is you end up with a false positive. And a false positive is, oh, I'm really good, but you're really not that good. So false positives happens in sports when you beat bad teams. False positive happens, David Perez, you know, false positives happen when you compare down. False positives happen when you're a benefactor of a good market. False positive is when you actually believe you're better than what you really are and you succumb to complacency, which is a gradual settling. So tonight's message is don't allow the plateau to keep you at the plateau. If you feel stuck, if you feel plateaued, then it's time to make a shift. Who can help me is the number one question you should ask. How do you step back and rearrange? How do you step back and shift a gear? How do you step back and find the people that you need? Okay? And whatever you do, do not buy into the hype of false positive. Right? No matter where you're at, there's always another gear. There's always another game to play. There's always another level. And you gotta humble yourself and say, I'm hungry. I'm humble. I'm teachable. I'm alert. I'm curious. I'm responsive. And I will not stop until I start achieving what I'm capable of achieving. Okay? So don't sit. Don't settle. Don't submit. And whatever you do, don't accept. This is where the unreasonable part comes in, guys. Okay? If I'd have been reasonable as a basketball coach, would never won championships. If I'd been reasonable as a businessman, if I'd have been reasonable, I'd never have a greatness factory in downtown Nashville, right? Like, I've gotten to this point by being relatively unreasonable, not reasonable. People say, well, don't get all worked up and don't get too frustrated and, you know, don't let this bother you. Folks, you need to let it bother you. When you're not performing, it needs to bother you. Fifth activator, Pray Drive. Just read my book, Flip the Switch, or listen to Audible on Pray Drive when I do Pray Drive. The fifth activator is embarrassment. And that is personal embarrassment. Personal embarrassment is like, man, read Dan Pink's book on the power of regret. You regret underperforming enough, you'll make a change. You regret what kind of shape you're in, you'll get in better shape. You regret making the amount of money you're making enough, you'll make a shift. You regret constant underperformance or feeling like, man, you could do so much more, you'll make a change, okay? You'll make at least a decision. Now, you're going to have to back that decision up with the consistency. So if you're looking for a change for quarter two, come see me at the Greatness Factory. I think it's $297 next week, guys, to spend a day with me, 10 to 3. Come spend a day with me and get your Pray Drive back. Get your hunger back. Get your momentum back. Get your team's momentum. If you got a team that's flat, if you got a team that's lost their drive, get your whole team in there. I got 109 seats. Mike White's telling me there's 52, 55 people already going to be in the room. I got 40-something seats left, 50-something seats left if you want to come spend a day with me. Then I'm going to do it again in Watercolor. I'm doing it in West Palm Beach. I'm doing it in Atlanta, Georgia, Chicago, Detroit, Michigan. There is no excuse when I come to your city. Like, I reach out to people and say, man, I'm coming. So I'm going to be busy that day. Shit. You're too busy being fabulous is what you're too busy being. Okay, if I come to your city and you don't want to come get in the room, man, you don't want to get better. Let's quit lying to each other. Mike White, tell me, quit lying to me, man. Just keep doing what you're doing. And then some people will post their numbers like, oh yeah, I did this much this month. And I'm like, come on, man. Quit posting them baby numbers. It's like Brad Lee said to me one night, quit posting them baby numbers, man. Guy like you ought to be doing 10 times that amount. And that is where you should be living, that frustration. Right? So the frustration causes an action. That's why you got to value the plateau. So I'm Coach Burt. Get in a room with me and let's quit playing games with your potential. Quit being casual, man. I'm tired of being casual with my potential, guys. Okay? And you got to get tired of it too. You got to have enough tension to do something about it. Okay? That's the tension I'm talking about. So I'm Coach Burt. Happy Easter. I hope you have a great Easter. It's a very significant holiday. Thank you for guys showing up on Saturday night. Love you. Thank you. I owe you.